This program is presented by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland, Michigan. This presentation coincides with programming on Midland Government Television, covering government affairs in the City of Midland.
The following presentation of the Midland City Planning Commission will begin in a moment. The Midland City Planning Commission is responsible for overseeing the city's master plan, conducting public hearings, and offering recommendations to the City Council on a wide range of local land use issues. The Planning Commission consists of 9 Midland residents who are appointed by the City Council. Planning Commission meets 2 Tuesdays per month at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV. Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T UVerse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
City Planning Commission for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. Going down to the meeting agenda, this meeting is called to order. Now we'll go to roll call, and Mr. Marshall, would you please call roll?
Yes. Just as a reminder, also give you the state, city and state location of where you're at. Fields.
Here in Midland, Michigan.
Mayville.
Here in Midland, Michigan.
Seibel.
Here in Midland, Michigan.
Bain.
Home in Midland, Michigan.
Kohlinger.
Here, Midland, Michigan.
Vanosik.
Here, Midland, Michigan.
And Rogers.
Here in Midland, Michigan.
Okay. So it's hard. I can't see everybody on the screen here. So Jamie's not here?
That is correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure so I knew who we had. All right, moving on to item 3, approval of the minutes. Are there any changes?
Recording in progress.
Any changes? No, this is from the meeting on May 11th. Any motion?
This is James Bain. I move we accept the meeting minutes as written.
I second.
Jeremy, is that you? Second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So we have a motion to approve and a second. Mr. Marshall, would you please take a roll call vote?
Yes. Kohlinger.
Yes.
Panasik.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Fields.
Yes.
Mayville.
Yes.
Seibel.
Yes.
And Bade.
Yes.
All right, moving on, there are no public hearings tonight. We'll go on now to old business, Planning Commission annual report. Grant, are you gonna give a short update on that or?
I will give a short update. It's been a number of months actually since we last looked at this, but at the time of the review, there was a couple of things that were pointed out to us. Biggest one being, looking at where we aligned during the calendar year of 2020 as it relates to development approvals over the last 3 years. So on that, one of the initial pages, that would be page 3, we did add in the Planning Commission action items for a 3-year comparison going back to the year of 2018. And in that year, we did 19 different development approval actions. In 2019, we did 29 of them, which was quite a busy year. And then in 2020, we actually had 21 when things were all said and done. So we did chart that both in the table, but also in a bar graph as well for comparison purposes. The other thing we did add was going through the actual items themselves. We did list when City Council did take action on the particular items. I know that was something that was also brought forward as something that would be helpful to know what ultimately happened as it relates to those individual items as listed in that long table. So with that, Chairman, that's the bulk of the changes. Everything else is very similar to what it was previously. And I guess the only other thing I'd say was, in spite of a rather different year with the pandemic happening. We still had quite a bit of activity taking place as well. And certainly one of the most large changes and one with the most magnitude, I think, has been the change of the site plan review process for this body to have final authority over that administrative task. So anyhow, if there are other questions or concerns on the report itself, certainly we can review those and come back with some modifications. But if the commission is agreeable to it, we would ask for approval this evening.
Okay, any comments or questions, commissioners? No, I have one.
I was trying to get myself off mute as fast as I could. Grant, we had the one change that we discussed via email regarding my tenure. I think there was an issue with the expiration date being listed as this year instead of next year.
Yes, and I think we did correct that on page 4, showing your expiration, term expiration in 22.
Sorry about that. Yep, perfect. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I have one comment, Grant. Maybe go forward for next year. And we have really listed in here the activities, what I kind of term as transactional. A lot of the administrative stuff, except the zoning text amendments, kind of go beyond that. We might want to include for next year's report more of the strategic discussions on master planning in that as far as activity, and kind of look at the amount of time spent on that compared to the other activities.
Okay.
As well, just something to consider going forward. Last year, we didn't have a lot of that, but when I read through this again, that just came to mind.
Correct. I know in the past we have spent time on kind of thinking through upcoming the City Modern, but then also talking about things like strong towns and walkability and some of the AARP fact sheets that we've looked at over the years too. So I think that's sort of what you're getting at, is kind of those other more big picture, but also strategic type of discussions. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And some of it's educational as well, on some of the items that you had gone over that you just listed. So just some thought there.
Okay.
Other than that, I thought it looked really nice. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Grant, for all of your work.
So do we have we need to approve this, correct?
Yes, this would actually be something that we would then send on to City Council for them to receive and file.
Okay, any motion?
Commissioner Seibel, I move to send the 2020 annual report as described in our packet to the City Council for approval.
Commissioner Coldinger seconds.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Marshall, if you would do a roll call vote, please.
Seibel.
Yes.
Mayville.
Yes.
Fields.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Synastic.
Yes.
Solinger.
Yes.
And Bain.
Yes.
Okay, that has approval. That'll move on to the City Council. Moving on the agenda, item number 6, public comments unrelated to the agenda. Are there any public comments unrelated? We'll give a pause here to see if anybody's going to come in.
Chairman, I don't have that slide in front of me to show how to unmute, but just as a reminder for those that may be joining us, you can unmute at the lower left of your screen, whether you're joining us on a computer, a tablet, or a phone. If you are calling in, it would be *6 to unmute.
And if you do come in, please state your name and address.
Looks like we have 2 people and neither one are indicating to talk, so I don't believe they have a comment.
Okay. I just wanted to give it a long enough pause to give people a chance if they did. Great. We'll move on to item number 7, new business. We have 2 pieces of new business. Item 7A, site plan number 390. Wenda Mueller, electric addition site plan extension request. And from what I understand, since this is an extension request for what was approved in the past, we do not have a public hearing, and the commission can make a decision tonight on that extension request. Is that correct, Grant? Does it have to go to City Council because they approved it previously? So
it does not. No, the authority for granting a one-year extension does lie with this body. So what's being requested this evening is just a simple one-year extension to that site plan that was approved almost 2 years ago, which we did include in your packet for review.
Okay. So is there going to be any presentation, or we're just going to have a discussion?
Presentation mostly for the fact that it has not changed. And so really just as a review, I could just talk a little bit about that verbally. This is property located off of, I believe it's Commerce.
Centennial.
Oh, Centennial, correct. Thank you. Yep, so this is on the south side of Centennial Drive, just to the east of Waldo. And the applicant is proposing a building addition without changes to parking or other features of the site, largely just a building addition that's proposed as all the other elements of the site are seen as being meeting of the ordinance standard.
Yeah, there was also that proposed stormwater detention area, correct?
Yes, I believe there is an expansion of that than what's there currently.
Okay. Questions, comments?
Yeah, it's Commissioner Panasik. Grant, when was this? When was this in 2019? I didn't see that. Do you know about when that was approved?
Yes. It was in the latter part of 2019. Off the top of my head, I don't have that information, but I know.
Grant, this is James Bain. I think it was in late August where we sent it to City Council. I don't have the exact date when City Council acted on it, but
so it was fall of 19 then?
Okay. Late summer.
Okay. Grant, Commissioner Panasik, I don't have any issues extending this. It was approved due to the circumstances with COVID-19. I'm sure they paused. I don't think there's any circumstances that has changed in this area that would require us to take another look at this. Do you see anything in the area that's changed that would?
No.
Okay.
All right. Grant, you're echoing. So am I.
Yeah, the echo's coming through Sean, so I'm blocking his mic.
Is that Sorry. Better? Go ahead, say something, Grant.
All right, yes.
There, you're good.
A little bit better, okay.
Okay, good.
Yep. Anybody else? I don't believe there's been anything that has changed in the surrounding area that would warrant further review than what's been presented.
And Grant, one other quick question. You said 1 year. Is that the only option we have for extensions?
So we can do a maximum of one additional year. There could be something's less than that, though the applicant I know is wanting a year extension in order to.
Okay, but we can't go beyond a year then, is what you're saying. Okay.
Allowed by ordinance.
Okay, other comments or questions?
Well, just to follow up with Sean, nothing's really changed. I went back and read through the discussion around this, and this is one of the cleanest site plans I think we had. I think there were only the normal two standard, contingencies. And there was some very minor discussion around, parking lot, sidewalks aren't really required, nor are we really empowered to say anything about them for an industrial area. And there was a little bit of discussion, if I remember, around is the parking lot going to be big enough for truck traffic? And I think we talked through that. The only other thing, Grant, I think there is a change to the parking, not from the new plan, but I think there is some additional parking as part of this plan, correct? That's associated with the warehouse itself. It was in the original, it was in what we approved, so I don't have any problem with it, but.
Yes, there is part of that parking lot that is extended to, that would be to the south, to where that new overhead door is located off the new warehouse.
Yeah, so my just comments are, you know, this was very clean. Nothing's changed except, you know, the general COVID and the business environment and that kind of thing. And I don't see any reason not to improve it.
Okay, anybody else?
I do have a question. Is this something that we're able to vote to approve tonight then, since it's just a renewal?
That's correct, yep. So the rules of procedure don't require that this would go back. Since there isn't a public hearing, you can take action this evening.
Commissioner Rogers, I motion that we approve the site plan extension request for site plan number 390.
I would second that motion, Commissioner Fields.
All right.
There are the two contingencies still, or have we actually gone through the stormwater and that kind of stuff, Grant?
I believe those have been sizably taken care of, but it would be appropriate to just approve it as it was most recently. That would ensure that that approval doesn't change and that it's still on the books.
So we want to include the two contingencies from previous?
Yes, yeah, but actually by motioning, I think the motion that Rogers made to grant the extension would be inclusive of what approval was given previously.
Okay, oh, okay. I was gonna ask if it had to be redone. Okay, fantastic, good job, Jeremy. Okay, Mr. Marshall, would you please take a roll call vote?
Yes, all right. Rogers?
Yes.
Panasik?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes.
Bain?
Yes.
Seibel?
Yes.
Neville?
Yes.
And Fields?
Yes.
Okay, that's approved. That'll go forward. Moving on to business, new business item 7B, City Modern Master Plan.
All right, so just a couple of updates that we wanted to provide the commission with as it relates to where the master plan process is at. I know we had sent out an email last week, just refreshing, or not refreshing you, but letting you know that the transportation and mobility survey had gone live. We did have that close out on Sunday evening. We did have almost twice as many responses to this one as we did our last one. So we had just under 400 responses when it was all said and done on this last one, which was a little bit more than I believe the 220 that we had back during that first initial review. So since it did close so recently, we didn't have a chance to pull together the analysis of what was responded to us. So that's something that we could bring back at our next meeting. That's something that Tom will be working on. With that, it did generate some additional questions. And I know I had some additional email correspondence with a handful of residents wanting to talk a little bit more about some specific things that they've noticed within their neighborhood as it relates to walkability and bikeability. We also fielded a couple of questions too related to the focus of it and sort of the nature of the modal review, focusing largely on bikes and dial a ride and walking, not necessarily solely on vehicle travel and cars. So a little bit of a different approach than maybe what the city has had in the past, but certainly that's been an informed decision based off of previous feedback where people have wanted to talk more about walkability and bikeability, but also just as mobility has shifted in general across the U.S. and also in Midland over the last few years, we wanted to make sure we were capturing that sentiment as well. So anyhow, that is what I had on that particular survey. I have a couple more things to talk about too, but I don't know if there was any questions or comments or any feedback that everyone had received as it relates to the survey.
Okay, any comments?
Jim Bain again. I did check the site and it looks like the results are posted. I don't think, you know, they've been you know, analyzed or commented upon too much, but if we wanted to go out to the site, you know, we can see, you know, what the responses were.
Yes. Yep. That is true.
Any other comments or questions, commissioners? Hey, Grant, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So then next week on Thursday evening, we do have an event that's meant to be focused on transportation and mobility. This is something that Tom's been working quite closely on. And it's starting at the library at 5:30 p.m. and the event will run until about 7. But we will have both Tom and I as representatives from the planning department there to meet with people and then ultimately facilitate a walking tour of the St. Andrews neighborhood. So we'll actually leave the library and walk along St. Andrews to the east. We'll eventually take one of the many type of park access paths from St. Andrews down into, drawing a blank on the name of the park. Tom, I don't know if you're there, if you're able to remind me on the name of that small park that's there, tucked in behind Crane Court. But then just to the south of that, we'll continue on Elizabeth Street back on to Eastman Avenue and back to the city library. So it's just under a mile walk. It's about 3/4 of a mile walk, and hopefully will take us about somewhere between a half hour to 45 minutes. It's going to be very similar to the walking tours that we did as it relates to Buttles and Indian Streets a couple of years back, where we're going to be asking people to, giving people clipboards and pens for them to be able to write on and provide some feedback as it relates to observations they have for walkability within that particular part of the city. In addition to that, we'll also have some focus and some written pamphlet information that we'll hand out related to the Bird e-scooters, since that's kind of a new form of mobility within the city. And then Dial-A-Ride should also have some representation there as well to talk to some folks about that service. So we're hoping to capture a host of the kind of alternative mobility realm and facilitate some community conversations surrounding that. So feel free to attend. If there are members of the commission that do want to attend that next week, Thursday, we would certainly welcome you to do so. Let me know, though, if you are planning on, since if we get over five or we get five or more, it'd actually be a quorum of the commission, and we'll have to make sure that we handle that accordingly. But if there is interest of anyone that wants to attend that, feel free to let us know. And if not, send your friends and family and neighbors and anyone else that you can encourage to come out.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for commissioners to get involved. As Grant said, if possible, try to keep it to four. If not, we'll have to do something differently. I will not be able to make it, Grant. I'm going to be camping next week up north, so I won't be there.
Any others?
Grant, I think that park is Crane Park.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that is right. Yep.
Grant, I will attend. This is Commissioner Panasik. I don't know if you need to know that now or not.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. And Grant, what was the date of that again?
That is Thursday the 17th at 5:30.
I will tentatively be there, although I am expecting a baby in the next 17 days. So he's not coming. I'll be there.
All right.
Wow. That's a good reason. Okay, anybody have any questions on that or interest in attending? Can let Grant know outside of the meeting as well. All right, fantastic. Grant, did you have another item?
Yeah, so just really related to transportation and mobility, some of the things that I guess I wanted to just brief the commission on that we're hearing, not only within the survey responses, but also just in other communications that have come back. Certainly as we kind of think about where we've been previously, the Parks and Recreation survey focused a lot on the non-motorized transportation element within the community. And we heard a lot at that time that people would like either safer or more accessible routes to a lot of the neighborhood parks, better access and signage and things that would facilitate a better pedestrian and biking experience across the city. So with that's really where we're wanting more information back from residents and why we're wanting to do events not only like this on the 17th, but hopefully others in the future, is really try and get people around the community to start to think differently about the neighborhood streets and the sidewalks and the bike paths and everything that connects them in their particular area. We're hoping that that not only gives us information back to see what we need to focus on a little bit better, but that it'll also encourage people to really just get to know their own environment around their homes and things a little bit more. And I think just with the pandemic and a lot of time that we have spent at home in the last year, I think a lot of people have some of those things at the top of their mind, which hopefully is a good thing coming back to us. So that's why we're focusing more on this side of things. Some of the things that we haven't dove too far in yet, master plan wise, is like electric vehicles. I know that's one particular question that we've had as to some thoughts relative to that. And I know Tom's been doing some research on that side of things. The current electric vehicle charging station infrastructure within the city, I can say, is rather limited, especially publicly accessible ones. And so that's something that city staff has continued to want to take a look at and see if there's things we can do currently without needing to wait to the end of a master plan process to make some changes. But that's one particular piece that we have heard some feedback on too. But I don't know if there's anyone else on the commission that has some different thoughts on what we should be focusing on or haven't been focusing on as it relates to this particular topic.
Grant, with respect, excuse me.
No, any comments? That's all I was asking.
Okay. With respect to the charging stations, as we go through the master plan, would we have to make, are there any obvious zoning restrictions that we'd want to look at, or is that premature at this point?
I think it is a bit premature, largely because we don't really have any obstacles within zoning that would wouldn't allow them. Now, a lot of times they're like at private residences and things, they're internal to garages and whatnot. Mm-hmm. One area I know we should take a little bit more look at is if we're looking at outdoor stations like this that would be possibly located within carports or outside someone's house, how that would work from an accessory structure perspective. So that's if we can do a little bit.
Adding one to a commercial enterprise, would that, you know, be something that might be restricted a little bit more than makes sense because the regulations weren't envisioning them?
Yes, I think it's more the commercial side of things. I think we're in a good spot. I think it's more the residential piece that may be a bit more challenging if there's interest or desire for people to want to do something right at their house where there'd be actually mm-hmm. an exterior charging station as opposed to something inside of a garage.
Okay.
This is Commissioner Kohlinger. Grant, I know we've talked about this commission in the past about connectivity, and I believe obviously transportation mobility related to that. Is connectivity a separate topic of the master plan, or I'm just trying to think of other ways to, because transportation mobility, sexy to us, may not be sexy to other people, so.
Yeah, no, that connectivity piece I think is integral to both the transportation and mobility side of things, but then also the neighborhoods and livability piece as well. So I know so far when we've done the Parks and Rec survey, but then also the initial feedback survey for the master plan, we did get a lot of feedback relative to wanting better connections within neighborhoods. So that's something that I think we're gonna tease out a little bit more. Tom and I have talked a little bit about wanting to do a follow-up survey on transportation and mobility where we would talk more about those types of connectivity things, specifically neighborhood assets and other things that people are able to walk to. Within this last survey, we didn't ask questions about, well, how close are you to a grocery store? Or how close are you to a pharmacy? Or are you able to walk to school or to the doctor's office? That type of thing. But we want to go a little bit deeper on that side to really get at what people have in their immediate neighborhood and then maybe what they want more as it relates to neighborhood amenities across the city.
Anybody else, comments? Grant, I had one in the past. I know I've brought up, you know, some specific things like, you know, different locations for a firehouse and things like that on the north side of the city. Do we get involved with that at all as far as that type of infrastructure suggestions or whatever within the master plan?
So that is something that I'd like for us to be part of the sort of where we go in our next couple phases. So at the moment, we're thinking in that imagine it phase, if you remember the graphic that we had, and then there's sort of the phases that would continue on from that. I think those types of specific issues are going to be part of broader discussion as we get a little bit closer into kind of refining things. So one thing we have not done to date is actually report to the Planning Commission out on some of the internal discussions we've had at the city. But I can say, Chairman, that the really the nature of fire department coverage is something that has been discussed internally as part of the city modern process. And I think that's something that we'll need to consider as we continue forward. So once we get to the end of the imagine it phase, which to me is more of the asking questions about what people are really wanting and what's sort of the future need to look like, we'll come back with a more complete package and have that be presented for Planning Commission to then start to think about where we go.
Yeah, I was just wondering how broadly to think on items, you know, like that going down the road. So that's good. I like the route we're headed, as we talked about at the last meeting. I think it was about a month ago. A lot of great discussion and comments from commissioners on where to go, especially Jamie. I thought she had some great input on neighborhood commercial and things like that to take a look at. So look forward to those types of notes coming back to us so we can kind of wrap our head around that.
Yeah. Sounds good. I think another thing that will be happening yet this summer is a work session of City Council that would be similar to the Imagine It type of discussion that we're having, where they would be able to provide some thoughts relative to the vision and kind of community needs that they have from their perspective. So I think that's another piece where I think likely we'll have more of that kind of fire station or city service model discussion that would take place.
Okay, within the imaginative process, is there any further discussions with outside city groups, you know, the downtown groups, the central city, schools, Northwood, other groups like that, just to imagine, you know, what we ought to take a look at?
Yes, so we have gone through with a few of those groups so far. So we've met with our DDA and CCA director, Selena Tisdale, to talk about those specific groups. We've met with Northwood University. We still have a few more entities on our list that we do want to speak with, including MidMichigan Health, Dow, Corteva, DuPont, other large employers. And then the public schools is another one that we still need to get to as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
And Grant, did you mention the Midland Business Alliance as a group that you've met with already?
Yes, we have met with their team, including economic development at the Business Alliance as well.
Have we considered the chamber at all, or would that not be helpful?
So the Business Alliance actually is now both economic development and the chamber. So we did connect with the chamber, I guess, that too.
Anything else for Grant, commissioners?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Rogers, I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time to bring this up, but kind of thinking back to our last meeting where Jamie was discussing opportunities for more neighborhood commercial, I kind of had an idea. I wasn't sure if it would be well received or not, but briefly had an opportunity to discuss it with Grant and just thought I'd mention it here and get your guys' thoughts on this. But we have a lot of parks, as we all know, in the city of Midland. And I see families quite often at various parks across the city, including my own from time to time. And something I've been thinking about that maybe there would be opportunity for would be maybe looking at zoning around parks, and being that there are lots of families and people going to those locations across the city, maybe looking at opportunities for maybe some neighborhood commercial zoning, either around those parks or maybe even into the edges of some of those larger parks across the city. And just wanted to know if that is of any interest or what you guys think about that.
I think it's of a lot of interest, especially considering that most of the parks that we have here are already accessible. And that's kind of half the battle with, you know, zoning anything is, can people get to it once it's built? Whereas the parks they already have access to. So I think it's a great idea.
I think, this is Commissioner Bain, I think you'd need to make a distinction between whether it's a real hyper local neighborhood park or whether it's one of the more broader ones in terms of whether you bring commercial in.
And I wasn't necessarily thinking of major, you know, brick and mortar type establishment, more along the lines of, you know, maybe a smaller, you know, sub sandwich shops or something like that, or just some small retail, you know, if the kids are playing and mom and dad are in the neighborhood. And it's, I think it would just help the community kind of connect locally and in different areas across town rather than just downtown or center city or over by, would kind of spread things out a little bit, but also encourage people to mingle, you know, go visit the parks, use the parks, and then also have maybe some different amenities there, ice cream shops. I mean, I think there's a lot of potential for small businesses.
Restrooms too, come to mind. Right. You know, that's what I think there are about maybe half a dozen fairly large parks where that would make more sense than like the dozens of little pocket parks that, you know, are basically extensions of a neighborhood's backyard kind of.
That's what I have in my mind right now. I used to live on the corner of Castle and Meadowbrook, and I don't know what that park is there, but it's pretty much like everybody's backyard. And I was trying to envision that, and I just can't, but I'm sure there's other parks, Jeremy, that would fit that model a little better, you know?
Yeah, like Plymouth Park, Emerson Park, places that are larger ones like that. What I like about that idea, Jeremy, is kind of extend it to maybe having roving farmer markets in the summertime, maybe smaller ones at these different parks, like you're saying, to encourage more activity in there. And that might help drive your idea around some commercial in those areas as well, and not just have the farmer market just downtown. So just another idea to add on to that, Jeremy.
Sure.
Does our current set of laws allow for food trucks, things like that, at parks today? Or no?
We do under a special event request. So there's a special type of approval that would have to go through city council, but that would allow for food trucks to operate on public property like a park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Other comments, ideas?
Well, I are we still on this top, what Jeremy was talking about? Because I just have one other comment.
Sure.
I have more of a question, I guess, for Grant. In your travels, do you see other communities taking advantage of certain parks like this for this type of community development?
So I would say, in short, yes. There's a lot of places I think that I've been to, not only just in the United States, but also a few cities I've been to in Australia and others that have effectively used small scale retail and commercial uses that are located next to public spaces like this. And a lot of times they become the incubator spaces for larger bricks and mortars businesses across the city, where you could maybe start as a vendor and in a farmer's market, like you're suggesting, Mayville, and then eventually work your way into something that could be a little bit more permanent, but a smaller scale of a building, whether that's a sub shop or a little ice cream shop or a small cafe or coffee house. And then ultimately, as you grow, eventually build into larger spaces. So sometimes I know, like in Europe, in Spain and other places too that I've been, they'll have like a very sound, like kind of kiosk type of setup in public spaces like this, especially when you're talking about more well-visited park spaces. So things like Plymouth Park or Emerson or other things where there'd be little carts and things that could be moved in at different times, and people could sell from those types of food truck or small kiosks, and then have it be sort of a pop-up type of thing.
Yeah, and that's, I guess that's what my mind was going to is, you know, in the summertime, you know, people want to be outside, they're at the parks, but what happens in the wintertime, you know, with these businesses and can they survive? So that makes a little bit more sense of maybe some of these pop-up type establishments. So I think it's a great idea though. I think it's something worth investigating for sure.
And I think even just within Midland, I think we do have some good examples of like a small neighborhood commercial node. Whether that's Great Lakes Ice Cream at Ashman and Washington, or a few other places like Willans is a little bit of a bigger spot right there at Sugnut and Jefferson, but more of that probably Great Lakes Ice Cream type of scale would be something that if we were to look across neighborhoods, if we were to look for more of the mid-sized parks that are maybe adjacent to more utilized streets, where they would have the right of type of traffic and vehicle traffic that would be able to sustain a business. That's something that staff could definitely look at and come back with more information on. It seems like we have a bit of interest, I guess, Chairman, from the commission to want to look at this a little bit more, so we can add this to our list of things to dive deeper into.
Yes.
All right.
Good. Other comments, commissioners, or ideas you might have? Hey, was that the last topic you had, Grant, or did you have another?
That is the last for now.
I do have one question for Grant, this Commissioner Seibel. Grant, any word on when we might resume meeting in person?
That is a great question. So next week, Monday, City Council is going to be discussing that in more detail. I suspect with the limitations and restrictions that are opening up completely as of July 1, that we'll likely be meeting back in person after July 1, but ultimately that is the decision of City Council. So they will debate on that Monday night and give us more information at that time.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the agenda now, is that correct?
I think we're done. I didn't have anything else on that.
Great, communications, I don't have anything listed down there. Report to the chairperson. The only thing I would comment on, this is the last month of my term as chair. So those that are interested in chair or vice chair going forward, think about that. And I think at the next meeting, I think we're having a next meeting, and at that time, we'll probably nominate a committee to have a nominating committee for a new chair and vice chair. So just some thoughts on that. Okay, that's all I had. Report of the planning director.
Yes, so I think I know early on and before we started the meeting, I was saying we don't have anything for our agenda next in 2 weeks, but I think in light of the survey results, being able to dive a little bit more into that, and then just thinking about kind of moving into the future, some of that stuff that we can report back on from staff discussion and other things, I think it would be valuable to have more of a discussion in that way too. Plus, I think this type of back and forth discussion is quite helpful from a staff perspective, just to hear really where the commission's thinking about and the types of things that we should maybe focus a little bit more on. So I'd like to keep that meeting in 2 weeks, and at that time we would do a formal nomination committee for the two officers that we have, which is chair and vice chair.
All right, great. Items for the next agenda, Grant just talked about that as well. In an item 12, does anybody want to have the honors?
Commissioner Rogers, I motion to adjourn.
I think you said motion to adjourn, is that right? Yeah.
I did, I'm sorry if I cut out.
Ted, I'm going to second that, and his right. Motion to adjourn, I'll make that clear.
All right. Well, we need a roll call vote to make it official. So, Mr. Marshall, if you would please do that.
All right. Fields.
Yes.
Mayville.
Yes.
Seibel.
Yes.
Bain.
Yes.
Solinger.
Yes.
Panasik.
Yes.
And Rogers.
Yes.
OK, Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
This program is presented by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland, Michigan. This presentation coincides with programming on Midland Government Television, covering government affairs in the City of Midland.